From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I am Farai Chidea. Condoleezza Rice for vice president. Senator John McCain is putting together his short list of potential running mates, and some Washington insiders would like to see Rice as the number two on the ticket with McCain. Some say the Secretary of State would bring diversity and foreign policy know-how to the GOP ticket. Rice says she's eager to step out of the White House and back into academia, but speculation still looms large. So what would a McCain-Rice campaign look like? And how would one of the world's most powerful women do as America's second in command? Joining us now is Marcus Mabry, the author of Twice as Good, Condoleezza Rice and Her Path to Power, and conservative activist Grover Norquist. He heads Americans for Tax Reform, a grassroots taxpayer advocacy group. Norquist recently endorsed the idea of Rice as VP. Gentlemen, welcome to News and Notes.
Glad to be with you.
So, Grover, let me start with you. Now,
sure.
Some of this buzz about Rice as a possible VP candidate stems from her appearance at one of your regular breakfast gatherings for conservatives. So why was her visit important? And do you think that, obviously you do think that she would be a great VP. So tell us, first of all, about the visit, and secondly, your opinion about her.
Certainly. 2 weeks ago, she came and met with the Center-Right Coalition. It's a group of about 150 people get together for an hour and a half every Wednesday, and we go through about 30 different topics of conversation. Rice came and spoke for about 20 minutes, took 20 minutes of questions, and people walked out of that room saying two things. One, that she gave a very good explanation of what the administration's been doing, is trying to do, and where they've had successes and failures, much better than the president does. And second, that she'd be a good president herself. And obviously, since that the president job is on the Republican side is going to McCain, the vice presidency is the obvious option.
Is she a conservative of the stripe that you would like? Senator McCain has taken some heat from some conservatives for being not what they want. How do you view Rice's politics?
Rice has certainly made her mark as a foreign policy expert and strategist, and is in the mold of Ronald Reagan and peace through strength. Certainly, she has written a great deal on the Second Amendment and her belief that that was critically important to the civil rights movement in the South when she was growing up. And having worked with the folks at Stanford, she understands low taxes and economic growth, and certainly free trade and economic development.
I want to play something for both of you. Yesterday, I asked a couple of our political experts what they thought of a possible McCain-Rice ticket, and here is what Democratic strategist Donna Brazile had to say about Rice making a bid for the vice presidential slot.
First of all, she's not seeking it. She's not interested. She has indicated on numerous occasions that she is returning to academic life. I think Condoleezza Rice is a little bit tired of Washington, D.C. at this point in terms of when her service is over with. She hopes to return to private life again.
Now, Marcus, you wrote a biography about Rice, and you spoke to her for that biography. Based on what you know about her character, her attitude, her ambitions, do you think she's hedging right now around the VEEP issue, or is she really trying to get out of public life?
Well, one thing for Rice, she doesn't hedge. This is not a woman who hedges. She is a very resolute public personage, and she's a very resolute private personage. So she's not someone who's going to calculate and figure out, how do I strategize about this. One of the most amazing things about Rice, and one of the biggest surprises to me in doing the book and, spending 2.5 years researching her life and talking to her and her friends and family, and her critics, obviously, was the fact that Rice has actually never strategized to get any of the jobs she's had since she failed at her first choice for a career, which is being a concert pianist. Now, what's extraordinary is I'm not at all surprised, actually, that Donna Brazile would say, would poo-poo the idea, because if Rice is recruited, and if George W. Bush especially were to go to her and say, I'd like for you to join John McCain on the ticket, as Rice's stepmom, who's her closest living relative, says, because both her natural parents are gone. As her stepmom says, Rice has a hard, Condoleezza has a hard time saying no to that man.
Do you think that, from what you know, the president might at some point request her to step into that role or at least consider it?
Well, she'd be formidable. I think there's no question that, the Democrats would be in a lot more trouble, I think, if she was on that ticket, just because, not because Rice particularly brings stuff that McCain doesn't have. She's been in an executive branch, but, he has plenty of foreign policy experience, but she's a woman and African-American. In a year in which the Democrats are going to have one or the other at the top of their ticket, and potentially, although unlikely, both on their ticket. So Rice brings all that. Plus, no one would deny she's as qualified, as Hillary Clinton likes to say, to be president tomorrow. She's had 8 years in this White House. She's got 4 years in Washington before that. She is incredibly capable. And as Grover Norquist said, she's more articulate and better at saying what this administration has been trying to do than the president himself. So she'd be an extraordinary candidate. I don't think the president would go and ask unless John McCain decided that's what he wanted. And John McCain will only decide that, I think, once he sees what does he really need, who is his Democratic opponent, and what does he really need a vice president to accomplish. Does he need to shore up his social conservative base? And in which case, obviously, Rice would not be someone. Does he need to shore up his conservative fiscal base? Well, Grover Norquist is someone who comes from that side of the party, and I think you just heard very clearly that Rice would be an asset in that case.
Grover, let me go to some of this buzz. According to the Washington Post, political analyst Dan Senior really helped ignite the buzz, and he went on this week, and after he did, he got a bunch of messages and was quoted in the Post saying about half of those emails were from people saying, is it true? How can I help? Where can I sign up? Like I'm the call center for the Draft Condi movement. Is there really a Draft Condi movement? Is there that kind of a buzz around this?
Well, first of all, there has been one for a couple of years. I don't know how serious it is, but I see them at Republican and conservative events. They got lots of buttons. There's also a broad sense of support for her. It's not somebody that John McCain has to pick, but that she would certainly be one of five or six people that would complement him well, that could seriously run a campaign, that wouldn't have a Dan Quayle moment or a Spiro Agnew moment where the establishment press says, and what were you thinking? So I think that she brings many, many assets. And as pointed out, it's my hope that McCain will do a series of personnel announcements, such as, here's who will help me pick judges. Senator Graham of Texas would be my Secretary of Treasury. That would answer the questions that some economic conservatives have, some social conservatives have on policy, because personnel is policy. If McCain does that, and I think it makes sense, I think he will, then the vice presidency can be a more well-rounded person that doesn't have to fit, you know, a square peg into a round hole to get some particular voting block, but can actually be someone that appeals to the whole country.
This is for both of you, and I'll start with you, Grover. Do you think that Condoleezza Rice would either have or add crossover appeal for swing voters, Democrats who might want to vote for someone else, or independents?
I do, and it's for the following reasons. One of the successes that Obama had was that he came across as a post-racial guy, not Jesse Jackson, not Al Sharpton, not nursing grievances. And people want to sort of put racial antagonisms behind them, and voting for a candidate who's post-racial in that sense makes a lot of independents and other Americans feel good about themselves. Condi would add that to the Republican ticket.
Now, Marcus, I'm going to throw the same question to you with the added question of whether or not she would attract black voters. So swing voters, crossover voters, and black voters, any, none?
I think definitely some swing voters and some crossover voters. I think all the people who might be, say, right-thinking Democrats who believe that they'd like to help make history in November, if Rice is on that ticket, the Republican ticket, and without Rice, let's admit there will probably not be a woman or a person of color on that ticket if it's not her. So if Rice is on that ticket, then those right-thinking Democrats and those progressive-thinking Democrats can say, well, I can still make history and vote for the Republicans if for some reason they are uncomfortable with the Democratic nominee. And there are obviously many reasons to be uncomfortable with them. If one has the experience, if it's Obama and one has the experience tinkle about voting for him, then obviously you can vote for McCain and still make history if Rice is on the ticket. It will bring some black voters. I think it will probably bring older black voters, because in going around the country and talking about Rice to African Americans, what I found is there's a real division there. Most African Americans are divided amongst themselves, against themselves, about how they feel about Condoleezza Rice. They admire her strength. They don't admire the administration she's been a part of, and they think that she's often been cold, and some would even go as far as saying she's lied publicly. So there is a great deal of confusion, I think, in the black community about what we should feel toward her. But without a doubt, I think some older African Americans would vote for her. One thing that, you know, that the Republicans would probably, it'll be an amazing election if this were to happen. It's kind of a, you know, the dream election for us in the media. One thing that the Republicans would probably exploit is the fact that Rice's ancestors were slaves in this country, as well as slave owners, much as Barack Obama said of his wife, Michelle. Rice and Michelle Obama both are descended from American slaves. Barack Obama may be African American. However, he is not descended from those who were slaves in this country, and most of us African Americans are. So that is actually a tribute that Rice has, and the fact that Rice actually grew up in segregated Birmingham, Alabama. You know, there was no darker time in our racial history since slaves were freed than that time, and she came out of that time. And so I think that is really powerful.
Grover, just quickly, is the Republican Party going to try to recruit black voters and voters of color? It's been a bit of a back burner so far.
I think it's a very real option and possibility. Certainly Rice would be one of the strongest candidates to do that, and I think that's one of the assets she brings to the Republican Party and to the country.
Well, gentlemen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with conservative activist Grover Norquist, who heads Americans for Tax Reform, that's a grassroots taxpayer advocacy group, and Marcus Mabry, international business editor for the New York Times. He's also the author of Twice as Good, Condoleezza Rice and Her Path to Power. He joined me from our NPR studios in New York. And just ahead, Elena Borneman wanted a new home so bad she could taste it. Then she won a contest from Black Enterprise magazine that helped her take the next step. I'll talk with Elena and an editor from Black Enterprise. They'll explain how you can make your dreams of owning your own place come true.